Good evening, folks.
Good evening.
Hi. Hi.
Hi, Andy. Hi, Dave and Jim. And hello, Yvonne.
Hi, Barbara. Everyone.
Hi.
Oh. Well, it just turned 7 o'clock. Ross Lally is tending to other duties this evening. I'm filling in for him. My name is Jim Lersch. I'm going to act as, chairman tonight? Looking at the agenda, the first order of business is to approve the agenda. So any comments or anything before we start?
No, but Jim, we should probably have everybody who's on identify themselves for the recording.
And you probably want to seat Dave Lynn.
Correct.
As a regular member, voting member.
Hi, this is Andy, I'm here.
Andy Gordon. And then yep. Barbara Kelly, town staff.
And I don't know, Dave Lynn, I'm an alternate, but I guess I'm being seated tonight as a voting member.
Okay.
I'd like to seat you as a full member this evening because we don't have a full quorum. Do we have the applicant?
Yeah, I'm right here. Dave Spazito.
Okay. All right. So sorry to interrupt your request to approve the agenda, Jim. All right.
So, I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
I make the motion to approve it.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor? Aye. I'm going to roll Ross usually does roll call, so I say yay. Dave?
Yay.
Yay.
Andrew, Dave? Okay. So the motion passes. So the second item on the agenda is public comment. Do we have any public that would like to comment tonight? Hearing none, move on to item three. Inland Water Commission permit number 2022-3, 180 Bolton Center Road, new home construction. The applicant's here. We had this before us last month. And how do we leave it? We're going to wait.
You guys wanted the revised plan that a 20 feet border around the wetlands. So I submitted the plan.
I can't handle any of this.
Jim, I will make an attempt to share screen. Let me.
Thank you.
Just give me 1 second. I am not as good as Ross.
Oh, I don't know. We could talk about that for a while.
Can you see that?
Yes.
Yes, yep. I got it.
Looks good.
Okay. All right. And we probably want more than 26%.
Right.
Now, refresh my memory. We had some comments at the last meeting, but maybe we just reiterate those for refresh our memories here. We were okay with the plan, but we had some requests for some little changes.
I think you guys just wanted that 20-foot buffer outlined that we agreed on, just to clear up to it. And the house is the 50-foot mark, which you guys said was fine. And then we were just talking about how far back it was going to clear it and put grass. And you guys, we all agreed, I guess, on 20 feet. And that's the new plan I had my engineer draw up. I think.
And then they have also shown erosion and sediment controls between the construction area and the wetland.
Yeah, that's right. We're actually, see that line? That's the silt fence. I'm going to put it right there so nobody gets confused. It's the silt fence is right on that 20-foot mark so that nobody will go past it.
It's drawn like hay bales. Hay bales is actually
a silt fence. Yeah.
Certainly on that site, either would be acceptable as long as they're properly installed. So,
yeah, I'm just going to use the regular silt fence. I'm not going to use hay bales.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a little easier to use.
Any other comments on the new plan?
I think this was all that was required based upon the end of last meeting, if I remember correctly. We had talked about a 20-foot buffer and then 30 feet to the house. And I think the 50 minus the 20 gives you the 30 feet that we're talking about. So,
oh, that's higher math. That's tough for me.
Yeah.
Excuse me. This is Yvonne. Could I have the gentleman applicant's name, please?
Steve Sposito.
I'm sorry. The first name again?
David.
David. Thank you.
Thank you for the clarity. Okay, any further discussion about the placement of the house, the placement of the septic field, the placement of the salt fence? Again, overall, any other comments on the plan as a whole?
I think the only thing that was missing was this indication of where the silt fence was going to be and the buffers. But,
the limit of clearing, yeah.
Is there a note on this plan someplace that says the limit of clearing is just to the silt fence?
That could be put as a condition on the permit.
Yeah, and that's again, that's why I put the silt fence right there. So we'll stake it out once and it'll be all set instead of having, you know, maybe two different lines or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to put it right where there's less confusion for everyone.
No, unless that's a conservation easement, certainly as time goes on, there's nothing preventing the homeowners from doing some clearing.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So you need additional language to clarify that for the homeowner, future homeowner?
Well, I didn't know that that was the intent on this lot. There's wetlands like that on the surrounding lots, and none of them are encumbered by a conservation easement. The lots, you know, to the north and to the west.
What is the wording on a plan? I can't see the whole plan as far as clearing and how far to go and everything else. Is there wording on there that clarifies that?
Right here, it just is indicating a wetland buffer, and it's indicating where the perimeter erosion control is. So we can clarify as a condition on the, or the commission could, on the permit that says that that shall be, you know, clearly marked in the field before the start of construction, and that that there be no, you know, no clearing or traffic and any closer than that line.
Okay. Again, you don't have to clear it to that area. That's just the maximum area you can clear it to.
Correct.
Correct. Any other comments or questions about the plan? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to issue a permit for this. We have some standard language there. I don't know if we use it too much in our meetings, but I can read it off if no one wants to make the motion.
I second it.
Hold on, Andy. We haven't made the motion yet.
I thought you just did. Sorry, bud.
Oh.
All right, Jim, I will stop sharing the screen so that everyone can see each other. Okay.
Okay. The standard wording we use for issuing a permit, making as a motion, the first one is, I will make a motion to deem this activity a regulated activity of non-significant impact pursuant to section 2.1, page 4, non-significant impact of the Town of Bolton Wetlands Regulations. Well, I guess I can make that as a motion. If someone wants to second it.
I second it, Andy.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any further discussion on that motion? Hearing none, we'll take a vote. Again, roll call vote. Andrew?
Aye.
Dave?
Aye.
I say aye. So that motion passes. The second part of this activity is, I make a motion to grant a permit finding in the affirmative pursuant to section 10, paragraphs 10.1 through 10.10 of the wetlands regulations with the following conditions. And usually the first condition is to that you follow the plans. In other words, the work shall be done in accordance with the plans submitted. The second one we were talking about just now, making a motion that they shall not clear beyond that line shown on a plan, the silt fence line. Is there any other motions anyone would like to make concerning this permit?
Standard is that the erosion and sediment controls not only be installed, but adapted as necessary and maintained in accordance with the 2002 guidelines for soil erosion and sediment control.
Yes. Motions are made with three conditions on it. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a vote. Andrew?
Is there a second?
Aye.
A second?
Aye.
Aye.
Jim, who was the second on that, please?
I believe Andrew seconded.
Okay. Yes, thank you.
I made the motion, Andrew seconded. Okay, Andrew, take a vote now. All those in favor?
Aye.
Andrew?
Aye.
Dave?
They said aye.
Aye.
And I say aye. So the motion passes. So Barbara will prepare the permit and I will assist and you hope you'll have the permit within a couple, 3 days.
And then the town will post it in the newspaper for the appeal period, the 15-day appeal period. So,
okay.
Any questions?
Nope.
And I will point out that we will be paying good attention in the ENS guidelines to the amount of time soil is left exposed. Now, I think you're going to be following through and building this fairly quickly. But if that ground is going to be open while you're working on the interior of the house, once the walls are up, you really should have that whole exterior area seeded. You can use temporary seed if you want, but it should not just be bare ground.
Okay.
That's been in the guidelines and the town's been lax for a while and we've learned the lesson the hard way. So
is it on the whole?
You're one of the lucky ones that will be paying new attention to. It's been in the
room. On the whole ladder, or is it just in the back?
Pardon?
On the whole ladder, just where the wetlands is.
No, this is on the part of the lot where you're going to clear, you know,
right. Inside the whole thing, and not just towards the wetlands.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
It's been the rule since 2002, but now it's getting attention.
Under houses in there. I didn't even know that.
Maybe, Dave, you can clarify what your intentions are here as far as sequencing construction.
What's that?
Could you clarify for us what your sequence of construction is here? When you're going to start? You're going to clear a lot first. How long will that take?
Yeah, I'm going to start. Now that that's all you got, I'm good with you guys. And then once you issue me the permit, then I'm going to go ahead and start clearing it. And then just, you know, move on to digging it and pouring the foundation and framing and all that.
Do you need a building permit after we give you a permit? Then you need a building permit to continue?
Correct.
Okay. So you're going to pursue that straight away. And then after you get the building permit, you'll start clearing.
Correct.
Please keep Barbara informed of your progress.
I will.
So she keep an eye on.
Yeah, because he'll be putting in a construction entrance and so forth. So.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
With an anti-tracking pad, no works.
Which is all shown on the plan.
You have a storm drain pipe to put in.
Yeah.
At the street.
Yeah.
Anything else as far as this permit goes? Any further discussion? Thank you, Dave, for your time. Lots of luck.
Thank you.
Moving on to new business. Any new business? Hearing none, we'll move along to the approval of the minutes of the April 26, 22 regular meeting. I have to be honest, I didn't read them and I'm not sure what was in them. Barbara, did you read them?
I did, and I apologize to Yvonne because I didn't get to it in as timely a way as she got to us.
yeah.
The only thing I wanted to point out is that under on the top of page 2, it's the natural resources, plural, conservation service. So the abbreviation is NRCS.
Okay.
And I do know that the applicant, I think, was calling it NCRS, but really the entity on the plan is Natural Resources Conservation Service. And then the abbreviations mentioned a couple times.
So, Yvonne, did you get that comment?
I did. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, thank you for a good job, Yvonne. You do a great job on the minutes and everything else. Yes. I appreciate it.
Yes, very much so.
I think I speak for the whole commission when I say that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Also, we make a motion here to approve the minutes. I make a motion to approve the minutes. Do I hear a second?
I second, Andy.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any comments? Further comments? Hearing none, this is the vote. Andrew?
Aye.
Dave?
Aye.
I say aye too. The minutes are approved. Moving on to item 6, Wetland Ages Report. Barbara, you're on again.
Okay. And maybe I'll just make it real brief. I'm fighting a cold and you don't need a coughing fit in the recording.
I'm glad we're virtual.
Yes. Yes. I will say, not direct Bolton, we've been keeping up with the Bolton business and checking on things. There's been, more interest in just general inquiries going to the town website, asking environmental questions, which tend to come to wetlands. So I've answered some of those. And the other thing of interest to you on the side is that there's been a working group on the state level to revise and update those 2002 ENS guidelines and the 2004 stormwater guidelines. And I've been on that working group, particularly with the attention being given to the ENS. So I spent a chunk of time doing that over the last month, reviewing all 439 pages of the ENS piece. Wow. So not direct Bolton, but something that I think as the new stormwater and the new ENS guidelines are issued, which I think they're targeting sometime toward fall, they'll come out for comment this summer. I think it's going to be, a good thing done, because there definitely have been innovations over the last 20 years and a recognition of kind of what works and what doesn't. So maybe I'll answer questions and just stop talking unless there's a question.
Is there any significant news on some of our hot projects like the M&M oil property or any other properties?
Planning and zoning. I'm not sure if they've finished that. One good bit of news with that is that there was a group taking a look at making a connection from the Hop River Rail Trail down through that property to connect up, connect up with the new business. So that could be a neat thing, because then bicycle riders would be able to get down there, to get air for the tires, to pick up a snack or a drink and so forth. And then possibly in the future, not too far from that, if that other portion of the Nathan Hale Greenway is built, a road crossing on Route 6 could connect the two.
But I see that the Bolton folks, thing is going
land on. Trust and the applicant and town staff, took a walk looking for a route for that. I was not able to attend that walk, but I did send some maps and suggested things to take a look at. So the people were encouraged. And there is progress continuing. They are working from the road back for the most part, and there have been significant amounts of material cleared or debris cleared from that site.
Is there any more news on the Bolton Mobile site there? That site that they're moving along very quickly there, but I would think that would all be pretty stable by now.
It is. They actually cut the pavement to put the core logs in to block their ENS, and it for the most part, there nothing really has been coming off that. They've got the shell of the building up already.
Yes.
So that's good. And I did, address giving final comments. There really are no wetland implications, but to planning and zoning about the veterinary hospital, the new location.
That's not near wetlands at all?
No.
Is that it?
It's between Williams Road and the gravel pit.
Right.
Excuse me.
If that's it, Barbara?
Yeah, unless there's another question, I won't volunteer talking.
Well, we all hope you feel better, Barbara.
I seem good as long as I don't talk. It's the world telling me something.
Mm. Get a test.
Okay. Hearing the agent report was complete. Let's talk about others. Is there any other to come before the committee, commission? If not, I'll hear and entertain a motion to adjourn.
I make the motion to
second.
Motion is made and second to adjourn. Vote. Andrew.
Aye.
Aye.
I say aye. I guess the meeting's over with. Have a nice day. Again, thank you, Yvonne, for your work. And Barbara, I hope you feel better.
Yeah, thank you. Yep. And I appreciate yep. everybody signing on, even David, who's away. So
I saw Ross when I voted, so I know where he is.
Yeah. Doing his job. Good.
Yep. Moderating. All right. Well, thank you, everyone.
Have a nice evening.
Yeah, you too.
Have a good morning. Bye-bye.
Bye.